From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is calling for a sweeping overhaul of the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind law, including a new accountability system. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports the president would retain annual testing in math and reading, but raise expectations for students.
President Obama wants states to get students ready for college as opposed to focusing on making sure they meet benchmarks. He wants to reward progress rather than punish failing schools. President Obama says while health care and the current U.S. involvement in two wars are issues in the forefront, tackling education is still vital.
But this effort is essential for our children and for our country. And while there will always be those cynics who claim it can't be done, at our best, we know that America has always risen to the challenges that we faced. This challenge is no different.
The White House is proposing a $4 billion increase in federal education spending along with the overhaul. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Work crews are digging through rubble of buildings in Afghanistan's Kandahar province looking for any survivors from a series of bomb attacks today. At least 30 people were killed and dozens of others were injured. The BBC's Quinton Somerville in Kabul says officials believe the main goal of the attacks was to free militants from Kandahar's jail.
Ahmad Wali Karzai, the Afghan president's half-brother and head of Kandahar's provincial council, told the BBC that the attack was centred on the city's prison, the scene of a Taliban assault and mass breakout in 2008. But the prison walls weren't breached, he said, although buildings in the area were destroyed by the force of the explosion. Kandahar, one of Afghanistan's largest cities, is seen as the spiritual home of the Taliban. It's expected to be the next target of NATO-led forces as they battle to end the insurgency in the country.
The BBC's Quinton Somerville reporting. Relief groups in Haiti are eager to start building better shelters for earthquake survivors, but they have not yet been allotted the necessary land, and the sense of urgency is on the rise. The torrential rains that usually drench Haiti at this time of year are expected any day now. The Haitian government says it's working on the problem of assigning space for the new shelters. For now, hundreds of thousands of people are still living in tent camps. Proper shelter is just one of the problems facing earthquake survivors, as Lisa Schlein reports.
ILO crisis chief Alfredo Lazart says the sudden loss of so many jobs is pushing many Haitian children into the labor market, sometimes far from home. He says many of them are heading for the Dominican Republic, where they end up in inappropriate work.
They are working on the construction sector, and unfortunately, they are a network dealing with prostitution.
Lazard says children in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, also run many risks. Many abandoned and orphaned children are working in jobs where they face health, sanitation, and safety problems. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR. No group has claimed responsibility so far for a suicide bomb attack in Pakistan's Swat Valley today that killed 13 people at a security checkpoint. The explosives were hidden in a motorized rickshaw. The search for an Air France jetliner that crashed into the Atlantic Ocean last year will reportedly resume within the next couple of weeks. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris that search crews will now have the benefit of some new high-tech gear to help them locate the wreckage.
French investigators searched in vain for months for the black boxes of the Air France flight from Rio to Paris that went down last June, killing all 228 people on board. Now, an armada of the world's most advanced underwater robots is being moved to the site where the Airbus A330 most likely crashed. Le Figaro newspaper says the latest search will begin again on March 25th. Investigators say this time there is hope. The equipment being used actually located items as small as an oil drum and a chain 3 miles beneath the surface in an unsuccessful attempt last year to locate Amelia Earhart's plane. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Large areas of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Ohio are under flood watches as drenching rain combines with the melting remnants of the winter's heavy snowfall there. Fayette County, Pennsylvania official Susan Griffith says these are not typical flood conditions.
These waters are very, very cold. And that's something that people that may have been in floods before, yes, we've dealt with them, but this isn't the type of temperature of water that you can actually wade through or walk through to get to higher ground.
Griffith says the Ohio River is expected to crest in Pittsburgh at about 2 feet above flood stage early tomorrow. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.